your God, my Savior, your Savior, my friend, your friend. It is a marvelous thing that we can say He is our friend. Amen. Amen. I love the Lord so dearly, and I thank Him for everything that He's doing in my life, and I'm praying for everything that He's doing in your life. And I'm praying today that the Lord will give you all that your heart desires and all that you came in here today expecting. Amen. I'm just excited that I wake up every morning expecting from the Lord. Amen. I don't leave my house unless I anoint myself. Amen. Because the world is so crazy, and every time you turn around, there's a lot of things that's going on. Amen. So I just thank God for everything that He's doing. Amen. Amen. So I greet you again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you heard the bio, I just thank God that He gave me, hallelujah, enough wisdom and enough courage to make it through school, and enough wisdom and courage to say, okay, God, yes, I accept your call. You see, I was one of those who was not trying to accept the call. Amen. I was on the path to be a celebrity. Amen. 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 I know where I was going. I know where I wanted to go. Amen. I don't know about where you wanted to go, but I know where I wanted to go. I was like, you know, hey, one of the young ladies for the Connecticut pageant, and I was definitely about to win. Amen. And God came along with His plan, not mine, but His. And although He said He created me from the foundation of the world to do just this. Amen. Amen. So I am so glad I said yes. Amen. I'm glad I said yes. And to this great, powerful man of God, a good friend, my best friend's husband, the Reverend Dr. Eric King. Come on, give it up for your pastor. Don't sit down on him. Stand up on him, Lord. Stand up and give him all honor and glory, what's due him. Amen. Amen. And it's important, it's very important that we give honor to where honor is due. Amen? Because God had brought him here to you. He prays for you, church, and he labors before God, and he cries and tears, and he's persevering through each and every day that your lives be what God said they should be. Amen? Amen. And then to my best friend, your first lady who's not here, who is my best friend, who wanted me to tell you that she missed you and she loved you. We had prayer this morning before I got here. And so give it up for the Reverend Dr. Janae Moore King. Amen. Amen. Your first lady, but my dear best friend. Amen. Amen. And she told me this morning, she said, I'm praying for you. I said, yes, 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 because I do truly need all of your prayers. Amen. Amen. One thing that I did not have in the bio, and I was wrestling trying to get my bio together, and there was one thing that had been left out, and I'm sorry to tell you, but I know you probably knew that at this moment right now, I'm in between two churches. I'm the dean of the ministerial staff at Allen Chapel AMM, but I am the associate pastor for Fairhaven AME in Curtis, Baltimore, Maryland, amen, under the leadership of the Reverend Dr. Linda Muzan. And so she brings greetings to you this morning, as well as Reverend Dr. Michael Bell. He brings greeting as well. They both this morning had prayer with me for me on my way coming this morning. And I thought that was a delight that they decided they wanted to pray with me. I was like, okay, you want to pray with me? You know, they always send a text and say, I'm praying. But today they said, no, we want to have prayer with you. For we know that the Lord has placed and burned in your spirit a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. So before we move into the word, look at your neighbor and say, there is a word from the Lord. Say, there is a sure enough word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. And the Lord want me to do one thing before I get moving and before I start. And that very thing is pray for the house of the church. Amen. And I'm going to anoint your pastor this morning because the Lord wants me to be obedient. Amen. And in the absence of his first lady, I'm praying for them together. So I'm going to ask your pastor to stand, and I'm going to ask you all to stand and raise your right hand to him. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I lift before you, hallelujah, your son Eric, and I lift before you Reverend Dr. Janae, who's not here in your absence. And I thank you, God, right now for him being the shepherd over this house, Lord. But God, I thank you, Lord, right now that you have birthed in him ministry like never before. And I pray right now for this house right now in Jesus' name. And I come against every spirit, God, that's not like you, Lord. Every soothsaying spirit, every demon, and every spirit, God, will try to come up against him, Lord. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for raising up your shield over him, anointing his feet in his path, and as he stand on holy ground for this church. And I thank you, God, to surround the angels around church, God, and take all things that's not like you away from this church, God, and away from him, God. And everywhere he stepped, God, hallelujah, is holy ground. And everywhere you call him to walk, Lord, is holy ground. And everywhere he speak, God, is holy ground, God, right now, God. And I thank you, God, right now for lifting this church, Goshen, hallelujah, to another level, hallelujah, in the spirit, God. For you know, God, right now, that is not by power nor by might, but it's by the Spirit of God. Now, Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit of God, flood this place right now like never before with your spirit. Let the water, hallelujah, 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 let the water come down flowing, God, baptizing every individual, God, under his anointing, God. And I thank you, God, right now for what you're going to do. Now, send, hallelujah, your angel, I send Michael to crack the sky and bust open hell, God, and bring the keys from heaven, God, and place them in his hands, God. And God, as he opened, hallelujah, the door, God, he's stepping in another realm, God, right now. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you, Lord, for it is written, thy shall have no other God before thee but me. Now, God, hallelujah. Do what you said you was going to do to this ministry. Now lift it to the next level, Lord. And all things are out of the way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 And that is the God that we serve. God is doing great and mighty things, and the enemy is always mad, church, and he loves to try to bring something against the man and the woman of God. And it's only fair that you all continue to pray, amen? Continue to pray. Continue to pray, because God is truly about to do something great for Goshen, amen? Amen. So here's the word of the Lord. I'll be reading in your hearing. You heard the word read this morning from John, the Gospel of John 4, verses 1 through 10. But I'm going to read verses 5 through 15. And my key verse is verse 14. And so he arrived at Samaritan town called Sychar, near the track of the land of Jacob, gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. And so Jesus tired as he was from his journey, he sat down by the well. And it was then about the sixth hour, which was noon, church. And then a woman from Samaria came to draw water. And Jesus said to her, give me a drink. Give me a drink. For his disciples had gone off into a city to buy food. And the Samaritan woman asked him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For the Jews have nothing to do with the Samaritans. Amen. Yeah, they had nothing to do, but this is who? This is Jesus. And so Jesus answered her, and if you knew about the gift, hallelujah, the gift was eternal life. And who it is who said, give me a drink, you would have asked him instead, and he would have given you living water, which is eternal life. And she said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, no bucket, no rope, hallelujah, and the well is deep. And where then do you get this living water? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Are you greater than, hallelujah, the sons, or the greater than the father of Jacob, who gave us a well and who used to drink from it himself and his sons and his cattle also? And Jesus said to her, he said, listen, everyone who drinks the water will be thirsty again. But listen to this. Whoever drinks the water that I give him will never thirst again. Amen? Amen. But the water that I give will become in him a spring of water, satisfying his thirst for God, welling up continually, flowing and bubbling within him to eternal life. And that's where I'll center my verse. But whoever drinks of this water that I give him will never be thirsty again. Amen. And for a brief moment, while I'm here with you this morning, I'll tag this spiritual thirst, the women at the well. Amen. Amen. You see, in times like these, you and I need to remain dedicated to God, church. You see, with the government out of control, living in today's society, anyone can easily see that the essential part of our lives are beginning to collapse. Amen. You see, the news headlines are full of distressing and depressing stories. The rate of violence has reached its highest. New street drugs are killing our children. Economic decline has caused many of us to be displaced workers. Amen. Can you agree with that? Amen. I can agree with that, because I can just say over a year or so ago, I lost my job and I hadn't worked for one whole year. And God was just that gracious, and he was just that good to continue to keep making things happen for me in my life. Amen. And I know that he will do the same for you. Jehovah Jireh, he's our God. He's our provider. He is more than enough. Amen. And if God has done something for you, and I know that he has done something for you, then he is more than enough in your life. Amen. 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 Oh, that's the God we serve, because see, he is a mighty God. Amen. But banks are no longer safe, church, to place money, because they too busy borrowing money themselves to keep afloat. Amen. And the reason I know that is because I work for the institution. I have been working in the banking institution for some 20 plus years, and I've been a part of many conversions and many downsides. And I know that how it gets when another bank buys up another bank. That means that they having some cash flows, they having some problems, perhaps they lost a gang of money, amen, a lot of money. And so what happens is they have to come together, they have to merge together, and they bring these big banks together to come together. So basically they're just borrowing from one to another to stay afloat, amen. And so then what we do as those representatives of the bank, we come to you, and what we do is we put out rates to attract you to us, amen. And isn't that how the enemy is? He will put out something to attract you. Hallelujah, to attract you. Amen. Come on, church. Listen, I'm in here speaking to you. You don't have to just stare and look. You can participate, and I want you to. Amen. Because I'm not up here alone just speaking for me. I'm speaking because I feel the Spirit of God in this place. Amen. I know and I feel the love here. I walked into this church this morning, church, and I know there was a spirit of unity. Amen. The spirit of family. Amen. Amen. And so God, this spiritual thirst that was in, hallelujah, this woman, this spiritual thirst that's in you, that caused you to wake up this morning and come to church. Amen. Oh, don't tell me it's not in you, because I know it is, because you showed up this morning. Amen. Come on now, church. You showed up this morning, right? This spiritual thirst is all over you and in you, because you want to do the very thing that God has anointed you, that God has ordained you to be. Amen. So whatever it is that God has called you to be, step right on in. Amen. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to start stepping into our place. Amen. So we know about these banks and we know what they do. But the enemy is so shrewd to try to attract us with something. So he dangles in front of our eyes, church, right? Amen. He dangles in front of your eyes and my eye rates, right? He brings this attractive rate, and what happens? You and me and others, we run, right? And we say, okay, I'm going to take my money and I'm going to put my money there. But how about I say today that you take that thing that you he's dangling in front of your eyes and invest it into the bank of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 So he is worthy. And I layoffs and these downsizing things that tend to happen likes to kind of get us off track. Amen. So I said to the Lord when I was preparing this message, I said, God, I'm thirsty. I am so thirsty. And when I said I was thirsty, not knowing he was going to bring me to this text this morning, I said I was thirsty because I need you, God. I need to go to the next level in my life. And I'm thanking God every single day, hallelujah, that as he wakes me up each and every morning and he allows me to stand. And so when I was preparing for this message, I had you in mind. Amen. I had you in mind. The reason I had you in mind is because wherever God sends me and wherever he allows me to go, he prepares me like 3, 4 to 5 days in a row when he wakes me up in the morning. Amen. And then he allows me to labor before him. And when I was called to ministry way back in 1995 in the Baptist denomination, I was the prayer warrior for the church. And I was confused a little bit, like, why are they calling me to be the prayer warrior? You know, like, for what reason? You know, I was like, I'm just here, you know, sitting along. But when I realized something from one of the mothers of the church, you know, she was with me and she stayed by my side, and she would allow me to know that, no, you know, when everyone was trying to go hear this message and run to there and run here, she said, no, I need you to meet me at the church. And I was like, meet you at the church? I'm going to, you know, they got a gospel choir coming and I'm about to go get my dance on. And, you know, I'm just telling it like it is, you know. And so she was like, you know, okay. I said, no. You need to meet me at the church. And I said, meet you at the church? I want to, she said, meet me at the church. And don't argue with me. I'm your elder. And I said, well, praise God. So I met her at the church and we would have prayer together, and she would pray with me, and she would tell me to sit and read, and she would allow me to go to the altar and just stay there. And I would pray and I would pray and I would pray over and over again until the Spirit of Lord did something. He turned some things around in my life, you see, and I'm so glad that he did that. And he had to do those things because she only knew what was to come, that I did not know what to come. And I was in a relationship for a very, very long time, a domestic violence relationship with church. I was running for my life. Amen. And in the midst of this thing that I was going through, you know, I mean, I would not tell anybody, and nobody did not know, and nobody did not understand what was going on. But because God had paved the way for her to pray and paved the way for her to teach me how to pray, paved the way for her to allow me to step into some stuff and allow my feet not to be stumbling and not to move, but he allowed her to pave the way, just like he has your pastor here and your first lady and other leadership in the church. He's paving the way for something great. Amen. 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 I know that prayer changes things. And so here is the very thing about thirst. You see, the one thing about thirst is that it carries no sign, church. It carries no signs. You see, it does not announce itself, and you can't tell who is thirsty. It's an inner craving. It's an inner need. It's something ticking inside of you. And see, you know, people around you don't even know that you're thirsting. Amen? Amen. But here lies the text. Say the text. And so here it is, just a conversation. He's only having a conversation with the woman at the well. And perhaps I don't want to just tag it, the woman at the well, but this message is for everyone, for every boy, for every child, for every girl, for every man, for every woman. Amen. Because Jesus wants to have a conversation with you as well. Amen. Amen. And so the Samaritan woman is extremely thirsty when she arrives at the well of Jacob, where Jesus is sitting. You see, and through her conversation with Jesus, I learned that she was unable to satisfy her deep, hallelujah, thirst, despite whatever she was going through, and despite that she had gone through five men and currently being involved with the sixth. Amen? My God. And so the symptoms of a thirsty soul will make you go to a person after a person to find emptiness does it sound familiar to you? She was going from one person to another person to another person to another person to find fulfillment. Amen? And so have you ever been in a place where you have been going from one person to one place to the next place looking for, hallelujah, something, and you're looking for love in all the wrong places? You're looking for that man or that woman in all the wrong places. Amen. That job, all in the wrong places. And so she was going from one level to the next level, and she was going to that person, and she was going to that person, and she was thinking she was going to find it until she got to the well. And when she got to the well, what happened when she got to the well? When she got to that well, she got down to the well, and she saw a man sitting there, and she was wondering, why are you sitting here? You're not supposed to be sitting here. And he said, woman, if you knew who I was, if you knew, hallelujah, that you are thirsting, and if you knew that you want to get this drink and you want this eternal life, then I am the one that God has ordained for you to be sitting here, right here, right here, right here, right here. Drink. And you'll never thirst again. Amen. You'll never thirst again. Drink. And you'll never thirst again. Look at your neighbor and say, just a conversation. It's just a conversation. It's just a conversation. Just a conversation. That's all prayer is. Just a conversation. Amen. That's all it is. It's just a conversation. Jesus wants to have a conversation with us. And see, you see, church, no one could satisfy the Samaritan woman's thirst until she met Jesus. He offered her water from the well and quenches her thirst. And there's nothing else in this world that will satisfy the ravings, cravings, the thirst of people other than the water offered through Jesus Christ. You see, religion, hallelujah, doesn't satisfy it. Look at your neighbor. Religion doesn't satisfy it. Religion doesn't satisfy. It does not satisfy. It's going to take what? It's going to take a relationship with God. It's going to take a true relationship with God. It's going to take a true relationship with God. And the reason why I say it takes a true relationship with God is because that's where God is calling you today, Goshen. He's calling you to the next level of your relationship with him. Amen. For whatever it is that you're praying for, you're praying for your business. God says today. You're praying for your finances to get better. God says today. Your you're that thirsty, right? So that's, those are the kind of things you're praying for. You're that thirsty, right? And so you're praying for your children. Amen. I know you are. Your grandchildren. Amen. You're praying for God to do something for you. Amen. And now today is that day. Amen. That he is going to deliver. Amen. If you believe him, say amen. Let me tell you something. God is going to deliver the very thing that you want, church. Come on. Listen here. I'm not going to sit down on him on anything because I know that I should not be standing here. Amen. I knew I should have been dead and should have been going on. Amen. When I was in the hospital and when, hallelujah, I had to have heart surgery, I did not ever think that I would be able to see another face in my life. Amen. So I give God all the glory, all the honor, and everything that's due him. I lift my hands to him because he is the great and the mighty God. He is the deliverer of all times. Amen. He is a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Amen. He's molding and shaping everything to get right. Amen. That's the God that I serve. Amen. And that's the God that you serve. Amen. I can't sit down and say, oh God, nothing, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to do it like never before. That Goshen, he's about to change everything around you. Amen. And if you believe that, raise your hands to the Lord and say, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just a conversation. It's just a conversation. It's just a conversation. So that thirst is just a conversation. And I already told you that when the Lord called me, I thought he lost his mind. I said, I know you couldn't have been calling me, you know, because I was getting ready to move and soar on. Hallelujah. I was thinking, you know, hey, they're going to see me. They're going to say, here's the woman that, hallelujah, she won the beauty pageant. And here it is, she moving on. And the Lord said, I don't think so. You know, put a dent in everything that I was thinking about. Amen. And so for years, I ran in the opposite direction. And I was going to this club and to that club. And maybe you never went to a club. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I was partying. I was getting my party on, right? I was getting my party on. I had my favorite drink. I don't know about you, but I had mine. And I, hey, it was my drink that I thought that was a good thirst. Hallelujah. Because when I drank that drink, it made me feel good, right? How about you? Didn't it make you feel good? Come on now. Listen, oh, it's just me? I'm the only one up here who ever had a drink, hallelujah, have ever had my own favorite drink? Oh, mine was Hennessy on the Rocks, amen. I don't know about you. Hey, mine was Hennessy on the Rocks, okay? And let me tell you, I would get my groove on. You know, Hennessy was coming, I was coming, amen. A thirst. That was my thirst. Amen. But thanks be to God that he got that thirst out of me, right? And put his in me. Amen. And that's what makes me happy. You see, you can't not tell the people what you've been through. You cannot hold back what God has done for you. Amen. You have never always been in church all your life. Wait a minute. Maybe you have, but you had not been in this relationship, which I'm talking about today. Amen. Cause it's called a relationship with him. And one thing I've learned about this relationship when we're thirsting for something is that God wants us to come to him just as we are. Amen. So I was a wretch undone. Amen. I was getting my groove on, having a good time. I was staying out all night long and coming up. Let me tell you something. The sun came up and I still wasn't at home. Amen. I don't know about you, but I was going to that party and that party. And what he said about the Samaritan woman, she was going to that person and to that person trying to find fulfillment. Well, I was hanging out all night long trying to find the next party and the next party to find that fulfillment. Amen. Amen. And so God stepped in. Say, God stepped in. God stepped in. And see, you see, when God wants you, he will find you. And he will place his hand on you. And he will bring you just like you are to him. Amen. Because you don't have to be all together before you can get to the house of God. Amen. Maybe someone told us a lie or lied to us about something, but I apologize. Amen. I stand right here today. I make that apology because he said, come as you are. And I know that we hear the messages and I know that we speak and we bring these sermons into ways to allow you to understand how to interpret what God is saying. But today I tell you that you come as you are. Amen. Because the word of hallelujah is brewing. right here at this altar, this is the well, hallelujah, that Jesus is going to make a difference in someone's lives today. Amen. I'm just waiting to see how he's going to do it. But I know, church, that he did not wake me up for 4 mornings in a row, and he did not put me on a fast for Goshen. Amen. Put me on a fast for 4 days in a row, and he had me laboring before him, and he was calling out some things that has to go. Amen. They can't stay anymore. Amen. It's not time for them to stay anymore, but it's time for them to move on. Amen. Because we got to get to the next level. Amen. Oh, God sent you a shepherd, hallelujah, that prays. He sent you a first woman that prays, a first woman that labors, hallelujah, to make sure that everything go right. A woman who prays for her husband. Yeah, that's my friend. She labors and she prays for her husband as he stand up and as he's being attacked from that direction and this direction, but she prays for him, and God has allowed, hallelujah, her, hallelujah, to stand up, hallelujah. But then he has raised up a standard, hallelujah, amen. He raised that standard up, hallelujah, and placed that shield in front of his life and allowed him to be protected, amen. Come on, church, and that's what he will do, because God sent him here with a fortified word that's going to change lives, that's going to move things out of the way, that's going to make a difference, that's going to anoint the path, amen, that's going to place a light, hallelujah, and the pathway is going to be straight, and all he got to do is stand up, hallelujah, and you're going to see the mantle of the Lord resting upon him, you're going to see the anointing of God all over him, you're going to see a change, hallelujah. I feel it in the atmosphere, I feel it in the sky, I see, hallelujah, I see the angels roaring, and I see things turning, I see the wheels moving in motion right now, church. I see things moving in motion, and it's moving in motion. And I see that wheel in the middle of a wheel making a difference. I see him creating you over. I see him turning things around. I see your children coming off of drugs. I see them coming out of jail right now. I see that wheel. 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 I see deliverance in the atmosphere. I see cancer, hallelujah, whoever. Cancer moving out of the way. I see diabetes getting fixed. Oh, high blood pressure. I see God. I see God. I see God. I see God. I see, hallelujah. When you thirst after all things and you thirst after righteousness' sake, here comes the Lord. Amen. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. He's coming, church. He's coming. He's coming. He's your God. He's my God. He's coming. And I think of how he called Sarah when Sarah was laughing and he told her she was getting ready to have a baby at 90 something years old. You thought God lost his mind, right? Well, whatever you've been praying for, whatever your age may be, here it comes. Just raise your hands up. Grab a hold to that thing that God is getting ready to do in your life. Come on, church, lift your hands to the Lord and grab a hold to that thing that he's about to. And on a count of three, when I say three, you're going to pull that thing down. You already know what it is that God is getting ready to do for you. You know what he's getting ready to do in your life. You know what you've been praying for and you know what you've been asking him. So on a count of three, whatever it is, just call it on out. Scream it out. I don't care. One, God for the Father. Two, God for the Holy Spirit. And three, God for the Son of God. Now pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. Hallelujah. 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 And so as I begin to close, church, because I know I got to get going, I can't stand before you too much longer. But I want to leave something with you because it is Women's History Month, amen? But it is women's season at the same time. And so one thing that I was so excited about when I was preparing this message is the Lord had took me back, you see. You see, I'm a woman who was raised and born by her grandmother. And my grandmother was not a black woman. My grandmother was a white woman. My father's mother, she was from Ireland, hallelujah. And my father's father was from Bombay, India. And so here it is. You got an Irish blood mixed with a Hindu blood, huh? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Say something. Say something. Yeah. And so here it is. You know, I grew up under one thing here, but also my grandmother was Catholic. So she made sure that I went to school, the Catholic school. And so that's how I kind of grew up. But I thank God that, you know, I was the one in the family who would get my brother in trouble all the time. You see, you know, I was the one who said, I'm not listening. And he was like, you're not going to get us in trouble today. And so I was like, yes, I am, because I'm not doing it. And so, you know, I was just wondering. So my grandmother, one day I got in trouble in school. And so she came to the school to get me. And I was saying to her, I was like, you know, grandma, please, you know. So my grandmother came and I'm sitting there in the principal office because I did something bad. And so she was sitting there just waiting. And so the principal came out and he was, you know, he called and he asked my grandmother. He said, ma'am, I just needed to know, ma'am, who are you here to pick up? And so she was like, I'm here to pick up my grandmother, my granddaughter. And he was like, okay, well, let me call her and get her here. He said, oh no, she said, oh no, she's right there. And he was like, where? Where is she? And she said, she's my granddaughter right here. This is her right here. And he said, do you adopt her? My grandmother said, excuse me? Are you kidding me? She said, what's your name? Because I surely will report you. You see, and that's what happens when no people don't know. They just don't know where you come from or what you come from. I was a shade of different color. Amen. So me being a shade of a different color made him think, oh, then it must be somebody else. It can't be her. And so I say that, you know, my grandmother was a great woman and she was a praying woman. And she, you know, always told my brother and myself, you know, at that time she would not really allow me to read black history. And so when I got older, I was determined to make a difference, to do the right things. Amen. So here I leave you with these great women who have paved the way for you and who have paved the way for me and who have made a difference and who I had to let my grandmother know, oh, wait a minute, you need to get up in here and you need to read who these great women were who paved the way for us. And one of the ones that I love so dearly and so deeply was Sojourner Truth, amen? And Sojourner Truth, who was born in 1797 after being bought and beaten and separated from her husband, Sojourner Truth found God, turned bitterness towards her abuser into love. Amen. She was what, church? She was thirsty. She had a spiritual thirst to make a difference. Amen. Florence Nightingale, she had a spiritual thirst to make a difference, church. Amen. Born in Italy in the 1800s, and she felt the call by God. And after pursuing nursing at that time, she was a woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Expected to marry a man rather than to pursue her own profession. Amen. But she was determined, church. Sojourner Truth was determined and Harriet Tubman was determined to make a difference. They were determined to pave the way for you and to pave the way for I to make a difference, you see. And Viola, hallelujah, Chenoweth, born in Oklahoma, severely injured her thumb in a car accident, nearly lost all her fingers in an explosion. But church, she was making a way. God was paving a way, paving a way, paving a way. It's called spiritual thirstiness. It's called spiritual thirst. It caused that she was a woman who went to the well and she dug deep down, hallelujah, and pulled up, hallelujah, and they drank this water and this thirst because they said, if I'm determined to make a difference in this life, I'm determined to make a difference difference in this world. I'm determined to make a difference for you and make a difference for me. And I'm determined that God has called me. He has led me out. Hallelujah. I was beaten. Hallelujah. All kind of bruises over me. But I'm determined to make a difference. I'm determined that women's right is going to pass. Dorothy Hyatt, hallelujah, our grandmother of civil rights, hallelujah, movement. She prayed, hallelujah. She didn't stop, hallelujah. And she was making a difference in our lives. She drank spiritual water. She drank this thirst, hallelujah. And as you know, Lord, that they did not stop. And the reason they did not stop is because that water, hallelujah, was eternal life. It was wailing up inside, church. Come on. It was wailing up inside. It was bubbling over for you, and it was bubbling over for me. It was bubbling over in Africa. It was on Europe. It was in, hallelujah, New Zealand. It was in Haiti, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. It was in New Orleans. It was in Oklahoma. It was in, hallelujah, D.C. It was, hallelujah, it was in Connecticut. It was in Boston. It was in South Carolina. Oh, you can name whatever it is that it is. It is, it is. But these women paved the way. They paved the way. It made a difference for you. And they made a difference for me. It's called spiritual water. It's called a spiritual thirst. God, I won't thirst no more. I won't thirst no more today. Because today is the day that, God, I want your spiritual water. I want to receive your spiritual water. I want to receive it. In Jesus' name. Ha. Ha. I want to receive it. I want to receive it. Stand all over the church. Stand all over the church. Ah.